When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of English Makes No Sense, the podcast that has fun with the English language, one lesson at a time. I am your host, SL Rockfish, and today we are going to do a lesson about phrasal verbs. Phrasal verbs? Yes, phrasal verbs. Get ready to break out of the confusion and add some dynamic expressions to your English toolkit. What? Let me make this a bit clearer. Get ready to learn phrasal verbs with the word out in them. Why out? Great question. I have been inside my house for many days with cold weather, rain, and snow. I want to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So, while I wait, I came up with this episode. 5 phrasal verbs with out. Oh yes, there are many more phrasal verbs in the English language with the word out. But for today, we will focus on 5. If you enjoy this episode, we will do 5 more. Are you ready? Let's go. Our first phrasal verb is break out. Now, this doesn't involve escaping from prison. No, it means something suddenly starting, often in a fast or unplanned way. Yeah, break out, to start suddenly in a fast or unplanned way. For example, during the concert, the lead singer suddenly decided to break out into an improvised solo. Or, here's another one. The crowd went crazy and fights began to break out. Or, at the big sales around Christmas, many fights would break out as customers reached for the sale items. I hate when chaos breaks out. Don't you? Or try this. Ever have hives or a rash break out? That's another way to use break out. When a rash suddenly appears out of nowhere, you say, I'm breaking out in a rash. Eek! I hope that never happens to you. Well, let's say a rash does break out. Maybe you can use our next phrasal verb, figure out. If a rash breaks out, I hope you can figure out what causes it. No, we're not solving a mathematical problem here. No, this phrasal verb, figure out, means to understand or solve a problem. Here we go. It took me a while, but I finally figured out how to use the new software on my computer. Or, Bill tried to figure out why his wife was so angry with him. At times, English can be hard to figure out, but please don't ever give up. We will figure out what you need. Once you figure out what you need, maybe you could move on to find out. Find out. Yes, this phrasal verb is also about discovering or learning information, often after searching or investigating. similar to figure out. I know, but not exactly. Think about an investigation of a crime. Picture the detectives in your head. Okay? Detectives often work to find out who committed the crime. They're investigating. They're discovering. They're finding out. Or, here's another sentence. I was curious about the history of the building, so I decided to find out more at the local library. Or try this one. The teenagers don't want their parents to find out about the house party they held while their parents were away. Yikes! I hope their parents don't find out. Or do I? Now it's time to speak out. This doesn't mean speaking loudly, but rather expressing one's opinion or feelings, especially on a topic you feel strongly about. Many people feel uncomfortable speaking out. Let's try using speak out in a sentence. First, speak out. To express one's opinions or feelings, especially on a topic one feels strongly about. Here's some example sentences. Jane decided to speak out against social injustice and became an advocate for change. Or, many people came to speak out for the rights of the workers. And finally, the parents came to the meeting to speak out against bullying. What would you like to speak out for or speak out against? Have you ever spoken out for a cause? For our next phrasal verb, let's move on to work out. No, we're not hitting the gym. This phrasal verb means to find a solution, resolve a problem, or achieve success. Wouldn't it be great if we could work out the problems of the world? Work out to find a solution, resolve a problem, or achieve success. For example, the two countries need to work out their differences before they go to war. Families often have trouble working out their differences when there's money involved. Oh yeah, there's that famous song, "We Can Work It Out, We Can Work It Out." Do you remember who sings that? I don't. Was it Paul McCartney? Who was it? I don't know. Do you? Well, if you know who sang that song, let me give you a shout out. Give you a shout out? Yes, a shout out. A shout out is a popular expression, not a phrasal verb, just a popular expression used to give public recognition, mention, or praise to someone. At the school I work at, we give shout outs all the time. Let me try and use it now. I want to give a shout out to all of my listeners for their continuous support and engagement. Here is a shout out to each and every one of you. Thank you. You are amazing. You really are amazing. I thank you for being here. But before we go, I want to wrap up our lesson on the five phrasal verbs and one expression with the word out. Remember, learning and practicing is an adventure, and every phrasal verb we learn is a step closer to mastering the wonderful world of English. Go out there and find how easy it is to break out of your fears. The more you use the phrasal verbs, the more you will figure out different ways to insert them into your conversations. You will find out how easy it is to speak out for more practice time, more opportunities, and confidence. You will work out a way to become more comfortable. When that happens, let me know and I'll give you a shout out. Until next time, my friends, this is SL Rockfish signing off and saying thank you for joining me today. Remember, do something fun, do something amazing, or, you know, do nothing at all. But whatever you do, have a great day and get out there and use these phrasal verbs. Peace, friends.